This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Here we go, hour two of the Robert Scott Bell Show, barely making it, hobbling along on a voice. You know, can I have crutches for my voice today, Josh? Do you have any? Did you bring any of those?
We did. Made a hemp hunt. You get some honey?
I did get some honey. I got to do some more. But somehow we're making it through.
I love these people walking around in these shirts that just say, "We sell seeds and we buy hemp," in big letters.
Wow. Yeah, they just write out broadcast who they are.
They're like, "We're going to the show. We're going to get noticed. We're going to get attention."
We're at the NoCo Hemp Expo, and it's the sixth annual one in Denver, Colorado. I can't wait to be home in bed. But until that time, I'm doing a show because the show must go on, Super Don. Give us a sneak preview. What do we got this hour?
Well, we got some more hemp stories out of Texas, and I think we've got one out. Well, one having to do with hempcrete, which is something we've touched on briefly on this show, which is something that I still don't know really a lot about.
You know, I once built a hempcrete house.
You did not.
I did.
Seriously, Josh is so far ahead of us; he's already built a house with hempcrete.
Wow.
Yeah, in Lexington, Kentucky, and then there's a street with a lot of shotgun homes that are being redone with like container houses.
What is the shotgun home?
Shotgun home is a house where you can shoot a shotgun through the front door and it go out the back door.
What?
Yeah. Never heard of that?
Wow. No.
Is that something they do a lot in Kentucky?
No. So it's like a small house, I guess you would say.
Because normally the shotgun part of town would be scattering, but that's pretty small house.
Well, that's the point. I guess it's a long and skinny house, rectangle going backwards.
So crossways, it's very short.
So, shoot a shotgun through the front door, it goes through the back door without spreading because it's that tight of it.
Did you run out of hempcrete? Is that why you did it that way?
One of the houses we wanted to do with hempcrete. You look up, CB Sciences was a big sponsor. It's in the NOLI CDC, N-O-L-I-CDC, Community Development Center.
Mm-hmm.
And then the house is for sale. Annie Rouse, who you've had on, she's kind of piggybacked that project through Friends of Hemp. And I got to participate in the hempcrete building seminar.
Nice.
Where we actually built the two walls with the hempcrete house. So, no, hempcrete's awesome. And
wow.
Being able to do it at the scale and having people study it like that is really the next step in that. I mean, you know, a lot of it's labor intensive right now, but if you can figure out a way to put it into a sprayer or something like that, imagine building seawalls or parking garages and things like that.
Super well, Don,
this is just a sign of the times here, because it turns out the EPA is funding a research project looking into the sustainable production of hempcrete, and they've given a $12,000 grant to UC Riverside to do a study on the use of hemp as an industrially relevant renewable fiber for construction.
UC Riverside, really? I was just on the phone with them the other day.
Nice. Now, is it possible that if Trump's wall could be made of hempcrete, we could get like Ocasio-Cortez behind it because of its environmental friendliness?
I don't think so.
No, that wouldn't
probably
go.
Probably not. No.
Yeah, I always try to think of ways to bring people together. Hemp could bring people together. There's another story here out of Texas. They're saying that they're going to remove the obstacle for CBD in Texas?
This is a little bit confusing to me, and I would have guessed maybe to some other people, because I assumed that because with the passing of the Farm Bill, that now hemp was okay. And so, but then you see stories like this where Texas is saying they're going to pass a bill to remove hemp from its list of controlled substances. So what's the difference? What if the Farm Bill got passed and they say hemp is okay or hemp is legal? Why are places like Texas having to pass bills to take it off of a list of controlled substances?
Well, because it's on their list of consuming state laws or.
It's a state issue. Gotcha. All right.
I mean, just like I always say, there's 120 counties in Kentucky, and I think 26 of them don't allow liquor sales. So we make all the bourbon in the world. So it's similar to that. I mean, even local politics can overrule state politics. If they want to have a own local rule in their own city, they can do that. And so they're just kind of doing this to get in line with the Farm Bill and remove hemp from the controlled substance act, so that when the farmers start to grow in Texas, hopefully this year, they're not growing a controlled substance, and then that helps define hemp products, and we all know that CBD is the hot topic with that. So definitely moving in the right direction. Shout out to the U.S. Hemp Roundtable and our lobbyist, Wendy Foster, in Texas for really spearheading a lot of the lobbying efforts and the movement there. Jeff Williams, a lot of good folks in Texas working on that stuff for pushing hemp forward.
Yeah, we have the Southland are really slow in regards to coming online with cannabis and hemp, relatively speaking, to all the other states.
Well, now they're all rushing, right? They're looking at Kentucky's economic numbers. I don't know if you guys ever talk about that, the 50 million and
did we hit those numbers super soon? We might have. I'm curious about it myself.
I think it was last Monday our Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles, my buddy, released all the economic data from the past couple years of the Kentucky's production, so the acreage amounts, the number of, you know, we have over 1,000 farmers now signed up to grow, and we have, I think, over 50,000 acres approved, and last year there was 12,000 acres planted, so, you know, you kind of see these numbers, and you kind of, like, $17 million has been paid to farmers in Kentucky, which is insane.
Right.
Lots of good stuff going on in Kentucky, so happy to live in that state and kind of be spirited between Colorado and Kentucky. We've got this thing by the reins and driving it home here with hemp.
Well, you know, listen, Josh, you've gotten economic benefit from this as a farmer, right, to be able to grow this. We've talked when we first met about your family history in tobacco farming and how those farmers are struggling and that this hemp is really providing a new opportunity for resurgence of farming again, even family farming.
Yeah, a lot of the folks growing hemp are farmers that farm anyways, but there are a good handful of folks out there that, like me, would have had some cattle or something out there, but potentially would have just had a 100-acre yard,
right?
And have looked at this and said, you know, I want to be involved in this, and they've made some good money. Now, as the price of hemp comes down, the small farms will have, you know, struggle to make it, but I think, you know, it is a cool opportunity, a cool transition for states like Kentucky, Colorado, et cetera.
Well, the economics are finally overwhelming the pseudo-religious objections, I shall say, in this regard. And we covered last hour about how religion or spirituality is actually good for you, and science now validates it.
Right.
But at the same time, if religion gets in the way and gets it wrong, they can stop innovation, and in this case, innovation with a plant that God created. So once I woke up to this, I said, you know what? It's the religious institutions that should be behind this plant, because nobody's dying from it, unlike the pharmaceuticals that are destroying people's lives.
Right. And, you know, like we talked about yesterday or Friday on the show, getting people to understand that this is something that you take for your overall health and wellness. This is Maggie Frank, who you've had on the shows, I believe, says, you know, this is a step in the right direction. This is not a, you know, miracle cure, or certainly not a miracle plant like people try to make it out to be. This is just a step in the right direction. We have an opportunity with this plant at the farm level to make a difference, an opportunity at the retail level and the economic development level, but we also have an opportunity with these products to make a difference in people's lives. And I think that, along with the spirituality and things like that, are all just good ways of living, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, people always say, you know, that guy lived a good life. People, like my grandfather's 81 years old, healthier than I am. And it really is just because he cares about what he puts in his body. He cares about his, you know, what makes him happy, whether, you know, going hiking, doing things that make him feel good. So it's all just a step in the right direction to living a good life.
Beautiful. So, Zuber D, how are we on these stories here with the hempcrete and the Texas issue and now the economics? I can't remember if we actually covered the numbers involved with Kentucky alone as far as the farming, how they're actually benefiting.
No, I don't know that did, but, you know, a lot of the stories that I've seen in the news having to do with hemp, it seems like Kentucky's really leading the way, you know, on what's going on here with Mitch McConnell and with the work that he's doing and the efforts that he's putting in there. So, you know, Kentucky is like the model, right, that hopefully every state is going to follow.
Right. The bluegrass state's doing some good. It's not all about horses anymore.
Well, yeah, that's what I used to say, basketball, bourbon, and horses. Now we're going to try to add hemp to it, and I think we've done that successfully. I was talking to Ryan, or Commissioner Quarles, the other day about it, and he was like, it's kind of insane to think how far we've come. I mean, to have over 1,000 hemp farmers this year in the state of Kentucky, and I'm not even one of them anymore.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's really, really cool, and I think after we hopefully get my farm certified organic,
Robert, yeah, I'm there.
This summer, we may dabble in some more hemp next year, so 2020 will be the resurgence of Hendrix Hemp.
Right. Well, I hope to then somehow record or broadcast from an organic hemp field, hopefully Josh Hendricks's farm. That would be really cool. Josh also hosts the Hemp Happy Hour in addition to my show today. I'm trying to, you know, keep this thing going. We got about a minute and a half for our first break, and I'm like counting down, like, you know, just like my voice isn't going to last three more seconds.
I know. I was hoping to get you on my show this afternoon, but I'm going to have to find some fill-ins.
We'll see. I might do sign language, but that doesn't work so well on radio.
No, it does not.
So,
I'll take a little break.
Yeah. Rumor has it we might have a guest this hour.
Oh, yeah. I think, was she on before? I don't think it was Tara from the Rodale Institute.
No, definitely not.
It was a different person.
We had Annie Brown last year.
Yeah.
From the Rodale Institute.
So, yeah, I look forward to next segment, if we can bring her in, talk more about the organic agriculture, the studies they're doing with hemp, and get updated with that. That would be great.
I mean, I think that's where, you know, that's like I said yesterday, and getting in the hemp industry, you got to be unique. Obviously, quality and standards is a way to separate yourself from this industry, and I think that now that we've got an established hemp as a commodity or soon-to-be commodity, we could start to really look at hemp organic production, organic products, things like that.
Well, thanks to you for making it so much fun this weekend here at the NoCo Hemp Expo.
Yeah, you missed out last night on the...
I heard. I went to bed. Still didn't help. But.
What was it? What was the name of the bar?
You went to some psychedelic bar and nurse music.
No, literally, the name of the bar was something psychedelic.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm actually glad I missed it, okay? I know you guys had fun, but I'm glad I missed it.
I was the first one to leave, so right? You didn't miss much.
Good old Denver, man.
I wouldn't have been able to show up for work today had I gone with you, Josh, so thanks. But we did have a good farm-to-table restaurant dinner early. That was great. But we're going to take a break, be back, hopefully some more organic discussion with Tara from the Rodale Institute after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it here at No Go Hemp Expo. Josh Hendricks, you are covering for me. In fact, the next couple of segments, you're really going to help me out because we got a special guest from the Rodale Institute about to join us. And I know CB Sciences has partnered with the Rodale Institute, Organic Agriculture and Hemp. And it's Tara. And is it pronounced Caton or Caton?
Caton.
Caton. All right. Sounds more southern that way. But Tara, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, what do they do? Now we got an announcer over there.
Right, it's okay. These are so good. People won't know what's being said.
But to Tara, last year we had Annie Brown on. Obviously, last year was CB Science's first year working with the Rodale Institute.
Yeah.
I actually saw David Bronner just a minute ago in the hallway, who kind of led the way there with Bronner's donation. Us and Patagonia, and this year I think it's even expanded. Earlier on the show said we're going to renew our partnership with you guys with a $25,000 contribution for you guys to research hemp. And your role is to actually research hemp.
Yes.
Annie's more of the development director, money raiser kind of person. You're actually there in Pennsylvania, hands in the dirt. Tell us what you experienced last year, what you guys are hoping to achieve this year.
Yeah, sure. So we just wrapped up our second full year of hemp, starting with the Pennsylvania pilot program in 2017. And so we're really looking at hemp as a kind of a dual purpose cover crop and a cash crop. So we're an organic research and education farm. So we're really always looking at tools for farmers, organic farmers specifically, to use, just another tool. And really hemp can be that for them. So in the first year we grew hemp and we were monitoring, built the soil health and weed pressure as hemp was growing in the field. And then we followed that up into our rotation following the next year with soybeans, and we were able to, with hemp coming up so quickly and getting that crop off, we were able to get our winter cover crop in on time, which timing is everything when it comes to cover cropping, and we were able to reduce that weed pressure, and we were also able to establish our cover crop without tillage, which is something that we have, you know, been working on for a really long time, and that's because of hemp's great ability to get down there in with its roots and naturally suppress weeds by how quickly it's getting up there, not giving the weeds a chance now, to ever germinate.
Tara, it says you are at a BS in organismal biology.
Yeah.
Describe that to everybody. What is that?
Yeah.
Organismal.
So basically, you know, the university I went, you're looking at things from the very base level. So you're thinking about every individual microorganism, right? And that's something that sometimes we get away from in farming, to think about what is the role that every individual microorganism plays in the system, all the way up to, you know, extensive plants and animals, and how every single one has their own role in the system. So we really look at agriculture as an entire system.
That's interesting. So last night, you know, whenever I'm with RSB here, we have to go eat organic food. We can't eat anything else. So he's obsessed with organic food, organic farming. I would love to certify my farm organic, and it can be certified. I just have to go through the paperwork and everything because we haven't sprayed out there in so long. But talk about, you know, how important is it that you know, there's a lot of people saying they're growing hemp organically and stuff, but you and I both know that doesn't mean the soil they're growing it on is organic soil.
Yeah.
Explain the difference there so that the layman person would understand.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, especially in this hemp industry, the organic certification is really important. So, you know, it's about, it's more than just organic soil. It's your whole system. So it's how you treat your soil. So it's looking, using all the tools to regenerate your soil. And so we go to that term regenerative agriculture. And so, you know, we hear the word a lot. We think a lot about organic matter and how that relates to sustainability. But what we're really trying to do here is look at the entire system, not just organic matter, about the microbes in the soil, about the physical structure of the soil, the chemical structure of the soil, and how that all plays a role in this.
Yeah, and I think, you know, getting people to understand that, you know, the word organic, just like we talked about yesterday, the word natural, can be used and manipulated many different ways. And so have the legitimate certifications, legitimate, literally from the soil all the way through being organic, is something we haven't seen yet with hemp extract. We've barely seen it with hemp food so far. Obviously, organic hemp fibers are only useful in terms of clothing and sheets and bath things that you're touching your skin, not necessarily the composite materials like this table here that we hope to make out of hemp, or what I recently saw, hemp coffins. That's how I'm going
hemp
out.
Coffins.
Yeah.
Nice.
Actually, I'm probably going to be cremated. But if I weren't, the hemp coffin seems like the way to go. I guess it really, you know, degrade.
They could cremate you with hemp fibers.
Yeah, they could use a hemp starter to start the fire. But no, I think it's really cool. I'm really excited about the partnership with the Rodell Institute because it's people like you guys that are really doing the work to get us to the next step.
Stand by. We're going to come back one more segment. Yep. All right. We've got a lot more healing to go. And I love organic gardening and farming. And Tara Caton's here with the Rodell Institute doing more of that with us after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Attorney General William Barr has said he'll release the Robert Mueller confidential report to Congress before giving it to the White House. On ABC's This Week, Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney was asked if President Trump is okay with that.
From the very beginning, we've said what we're saying now, which is Mr. Barr gets to handle this. That's how the law works. And Mr. Barr has made it clear that he's going to release it to Congress before he shows it to us. That's his decision.
Former Nevada State Assemblywoman Lucy Flores, a Democrat, says then-Vice President Joe Biden hugged and kissed her during a rally in 2014. While Biden says he doesn't believe he acted inappropriately, there's concern this could affect a possible 2020 run. On Fox News Sunday, White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway offered her thoughts.
Joe Biden's intent is only partly, or maybe not at all, relevant here. It's really how that woman felt. She feels that it was unwelcome.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Robert Scott Bell Show, live kind of from NoCo Hemp Expo 6, my fifth NoCo. Excited to be here. A lot of good memories from NoCo last year. Robert was here. We were in a room. We were all back in the back corner of the building.
We were
hidden
away.
And now we're out here in the...
Come out into the light this year.
Out here getting after it on the public side, people coming by pointing at us laughing. But we got Tara Caton, from the Rodell Institute, one of my favorite institutes. Not that I love institutes.
I love that one.
But many, you know, one of the many partnerships we do, and part of my work with CV Sciences is to work with the universities like Murray State, which we just announced is going to be doing a Center for Hemp, Agricultural Hemp Research, University of Kentucky, which has been leading the way from day one with agriculture, Dr. David Williams, who's been on my show before, I believe on this show last year.
I think might have been.
With the University of Kentucky. And then obviously you guys, and you're actually there, hands on the ground. I know Ross left, which we worked, did a lot of stuff with him last year. But tell us what exactly you hope to accomplish this summer with the research you're going to do. I know we're going to send you some other varieties to try and stuff like that. But, I mean, I think for you it's really to get the systematic things in place to say, okay, look, if you've got organic soil, here's how to do it, timing, moisture, you know, give us the basics of what you're looking for.
Yeah, sure. So I mentioned earlier about that rotation and how to include hemp into a diverse organic grain rotation. And so we're going to continue to work on that, and we're going to play with it a little, right? We have to stretch these boundaries that we set for ourselves in agriculture, and
right.
We have an opportunity to do with that with hemp. So we're going to, you know, plug it in different places and see, you know, learn as much as we can, because really we're still at a learning stage. You know, we're going to continue to do that. And we also are expanding. You know, there's a lot of question about the nutrient requirements. What is hemp? You know, what does it need in soil? What is it taking out of the soil? We know that it's used for bioremediation, and it does pull a lot out of the soil. So we want to make sure, if we are talking about farming this as a commodity crop, that we're doing it in a responsible way.
Yeah, you're not going to use that. If you're trying to remediate the soil, you don't necessarily want to use that in a human ingestible product. That hemp is more used for composite material, fiber, things like that. So it still has a use, but the real use is making the soil better.
Yeah, absolutely. If you start and you create that resilient system, that natural system in the beginning, you know, where it's kind of like we talked about those microbes in the beginning, they're all doing their own thing. You're allowing that system to be resilient on its own. You know, at the end, you're having, you know, a reduction in cost and an increase in profit at the end of the day.
You know, I mentioned my farm hopefully being organic one day. We should talk about you moving to Kentucky. I'm never there, but I need someone out there to keep it organic once we get it certified.
Right? She lives over the whole state.
I'm in love with Kutztown.
Oh, Kutztown, Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I mean, I can just say I'm going to give a little shout-out to the Rodale Institute. They're, I believe there's no other place like it on Earth, honestly.
No, I got to go and stay.
Yeah.
Tell people, I stayed in the house. The mansion.
House.
You know what?
Yeah.
They invited me last year, but I couldn't make my schedule work. So hopefully we can go back.
Yeah
we should go this summer.
Time.
We're going to get some. We'll go out there and get some content and video. We should do the show from
absolutely.
There.
Yes, I mean, it's an incredible place, because what we're doing is we're conducting solutions-based research. We're helping farmers. We're, you know, connecting with them. We're educating the public. We're a public forum for education and teaching and continuing this message that we've been trying to spread for 70 years.
It was so cool. I mean, it was their field day. So, you know, they had the bee, this, you know, whatever they call that, demonstration.
Mm-hmm.
They had the, I guess, what do you have, goats and lambs.
Yeah, pasture pork.
They had, obviously, all the different vegetables and things like that. And they obviously had the hemp patch, which is what we're there to see. But, yeah, so I fly in, I miss my flight in Philly, puddle jumper, so I just rent. I'm like, oh, it's only like 2 hours. I rent a car, I drive up, I get there, and I kid you not, I feel like, you know, going back in time. Clearly, this was a wealthy family. I mean, I went, they had a library in the house that has all these first edition books, so it was super cool. And, you know, like I said, going back in time, probably like really nice house in the 70s maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe into the 80s even.
Yeah.
And then just stayed the same and immaculate, like literally the same furniture, carpets, everything, and immaculate. And so I got to stay there, go to this cool thing. That's really last summer is when I was like, all right, let's do this thing with my farm. You know, let's create something cool here. If nothing else, we can research stuff, find somebody like you that isn't in love with their hometown or maybe lives in Kentucky that wants to come out there and, you know, put some time and effort into it.
Yeah, I mean, and that's definitely the kind of stuff that, you know, we're working on expanding, because, you know, we definitely work on educating our, you know, the work that we've been doing for 40 years at our institute in Kutztown, but it's about spreading that message and then also helping farmers do it. So having people that can go out there on the ground and get these type of operations started.
Right. And, you know, it is such, like you said, it's such a unique place. I don't know that it exists anywhere else, obviously, because of the organic certification, but really the education factor, which I love about it. I've, you know, that's a big difference maker for CV Sciences for me. you know, we're looking at all these brands around here that sell a hemp-derived CBD or hemp extract product.
Yeah.
And I think one of the biggest things that people say, well, what makes you different? Obviously, we have grass and we have a different formulation. We use certified seed and all that stuff. But the one thing that really separates us is education.
Mm-hmm.
I think we do a good job of educating our retailers, our consumers, and any, you know, partnering with folks like you guys that are going to do a great job of educating our farmer network and the companies we're working with to produce the hemp. Is, you know, we couldn't have asked for a better person to partner with.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Same with the universities, too.
Yeah.
Depending on what we're talking about, conventional organic farming. But you're going to see a shift that is going to be a certain uniqueness that some people have.
Do you think that the University of Kentucky Wildcats basketball team is doing so well this year because hemp is growing in Kentucky?
By the way, yeah, how about that? Cats won yesterday. What time will this show air on Sunday?
Midday.
Midday? So yeah. Kentucky will be playing.
Playing still, right?
I think noon. Denver time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, still in it. Elite eight.
Yeah. Nice.
You know, Cal's made it to 7 elite eights in 10 years. Pretty good record.
Wow. Yeah, I think we talked a lot about the education, but I would say one other unique thing that we have at the Institute is that we have the longest running side-by-side comparison of organic and conventional agriculture. This is a long-term study with real results that are our tool, and that's something that you can't find anywhere else. You know, when you say you have 40 years of data showing that organic is profitable and the yields are comparable, like, I mean, there's no denying that.
Yeah,
it's become a commodity in itself. The leading retailer, I think, as far as numbers go, of organic food is Costco.
Mm-hmm.
Just of organic products, which is incredible. Now, Tara, did you see yet the movie Secret Ingredients?
I have not.
Okay, Jeffrey Smith, my good friend, he's the champion on planet Earth against GMOs, right?
Mm-hmm.
He did a film, and they follow with physicians, following families, kids, parents, grandparents, general health issues from mild to severe, and followed them through this movie. All they did was switch to organic food.
Mm-hmm.
And you will not be surprised, because you know how important it is. But a lot of people that were on the fence are going, that doesn't matter. Are coming, the kids are telling their parents, we need to go organic.
Yeah.
So that film needs to be shown at the Rodale Institute.
Oh, this is about the kids?
Well, like families that had gone organic. Like, there's two kids that were autistic diagnosis. Mm-hmm. They lost their diagnosis by the end of the film through switching to organic food.
Yeah.
This is the kind of profound, and again, physicians marked it all the way through, so it's not, it really speaks to the heart of why it's important to eat well.
Yeah, and I mean, and definitely, you know, I would say, just to expand on that a bit, you know, we talk a lot about the importance, especially when we're talking a lot of these hemp products, of the human health, but let's not forget about the planetary health, because, you know, you think about the decision. So why does someone decide to eat organic? You know, a lot of it is the human health, but we're seeing this a lot now with the spread, especially in the millennial generation, is the importance of caring about our planet and making sure that we have one to continue to farm on.
Yeah, as I get older and wiser, I certainly and trying to figure out how to make the world a better place. And then, again, I think hemp is a great entry point for that. I tell people all the time that this is an opportunity for... What's happening here? Mm-hmm. This is an opportunity for us to change the way we think about this. I mean, obviously, I'm not a big "it's the miracle plan, save the world" kind of person, but it is a step in the right direction. And just looking around at the diverse group of people at this show and how it is bringing people together and people of all different. I mean, I saw somebody with a Trump hat on earlier, and I saw somebody that probably is a big Trump fan walk by, and they were kind of talking. So, yeah, I think it's an interesting thing. Hemp is really it's just like we talked about in politics, you know, yesterday. Ron Wyden and Senator Mitch McConnell don't agree on anything, but hemp is certainly something they can agree on. Jonathan Miller, who was on the show, is a diehard liberal former politician, and him and McConnell have had to meet face-to-face dozens of times over the past couple of years because they both agree that it's silly that hemp's not legal, you know, commodity, and that hemp products should exist and really help create a new marketplace so we can bring this whole thing forward. And I think the Rodale Institute, it plays a huge role in that now that you guys have gotten involved with hemp. I'm excited to see your guys' field day this summer and see what you guys are able to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome. Thank you.
Cool.
So we got a couple of minutes left with Tara. It's an opportunity as much, you know, everybody knows I've been organic since the early 1990s, but I don't often get to interview someone as immersed into organics like you are. And I, you know, if there's something that you think are massive myths or common misconceptions that need to be cleared up, I'd love to, you know, hear what that might be.
Yeah. I'd say, you know, the one thing that resonates with me about our longstanding history is our founder, he said this in 1947, I believe. He said, organic is not a fad. So I feel like we really have to, you know, we don't want it to become something like the word natural. We want it to mean something. So we've been working a lot on that with some programs at the Institute to really bring back meaning to the word organic and really define what that means. And so, you know, this isn't something that's going to go away. We definitely learned that in our state of Pennsylvania. We moved to number 2 spot in organics in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
And we're working to move ahead. I don't know, California, I don't know how we're going to do that, but we're going to try because, I mean, honestly, I mean, we are the birthplace of organic, and that's kind of gotten away from us a little bit because now it's seen as a thing everywhere in media. And so it just brings me back to the point where it's not a fad. It's not just some cool new thing. It's something we've been thinking about for 70 years, and I know other people have as well. And so it's getting all those same people in the room together and have those discussions to make sure to keep the meaning of what organic is.
Yeah. When I started eating organic, my friends thought I was kind of nutty and kooky, and, oh, it'll never last. But I lasted, and now they want to know how is it that I'm okay after all these years. And so you're right. It's not a fad.
Yeah.
You know, I'd say it's a way of life. It's a way of our ancestors' lives. It was just called food then. But now we have to designate it as organic. It's kind of silly. So I'm just glad that the Rodale Institute is doing what it's doing. It's become my favorite organization out there.
Thank you.
So very important.
Yeah.
So, Josh, take us to break. We're out in 20 seconds. One
All
more
right.
segment to go.
We only got one more segment. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, we'll be wrapping up here at NOCO 6 on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don, take it away.
Where am I taking it?
Yeah, it's a break. You guys
all right, I'm taking it. I'm running away with it. Goodbye.
All right, we'll be right back.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back. Oh. Welcome back. Yes, thank you, Josh. Actually, he's rescuing me. My voice is barely here. We made it to the finale of our first day of the broadcast week, which, you know, Sunday. And Josh has helped me tremendously, as he did last year at this event. And Super Don, we're going to wrap it up on something that's your favorite topic.
Well, first off, though, I was just we were on the break here. I was scrolling down through my Facebook feed, and you know we're talking hemp and CBD and cannabis and stuff. I just saw this meme from one of the people here, and it says, "Do you know what the difference is between booze and weed?"
Weeds from the earth.
Five drunk guys will start a fight. Five stoned guys will start a band.
I've seen that before.
That's good. Yeah.
Okay.
I like it, but it's peace. It's peaceful.
But it's good. Also, though, I do think marijuana is more of a natural form of intoxication, if you will. It's obviously intoxicating.
Yeah.
But alcohol's been manipulated.
Very much so.
The booze we consume. So, yeah, that's how I would put it.
Cool. But something that Super Don consumes here, and I brought it up in the beginning of the show, hemp-infused coffee. I know people are doing that, adding CBD to coffee. But there's a coffee story, Super Don. You might not need to even drink it to get its benefits.
Yeah, well, this has to do with something called, I believe, this goes into the placebo effect. I've always been fascinated by the placebo effect. I mean, it's something that science is actually studying right now. There are people actually out there trying to figure out how to harness the placebo effect, right? Because it's a real thing. And in this particular study they did, they found that people often, can get a boost by just thinking about coffee, right? If they just think of it. They don't have to actually consume the coffee. You can maybe like smell it or just think about it, and they will actually get the effects of drinking coffee just from doing that without having to actually drink it. Now, I personally, that's not good enough for me. I don't want to just think about it.
Drinking. Yeah.
If I think about it, I want to drink it. But, I think it's interesting how that works.
Well, yeah, I wonder if you think about a coffee enema, is it just like having one?
Yeah, or maybe you could just, instead of having the coffee, you just have a squirt or two of the Cafe Mocha CBD, right?
That wouldn't work as a placebo, but it might work for other reasons.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we got a few more minutes here on the coffee story or anything else we want to wrap up on CBD related, but great outreach, great guests we've had this weekend, and Josh Hendricks, Hemp Happy Hour, CB Sciences, thank you so much for everything. Make it possible.
Yeah, I'll close with this. I was on a great panel yesterday, or I was the moderator of a great panel yesterday, and I really I'm very impressed with a lot of the knowledge. I say this all the time. I get introduced as a hemp expert all the time, and I'm like, I'm an expert at nothing. I know a little bit about enough stuff to be dangerous, but I'm really good at finding the right people, and there are people here that can do, you can find somebody that can do anything. They're genius level people when it comes to processing and, using chemicals and things like that. They're, I just saw Summer Star, who was on the show last year. She's a hemp fashionista. Mm-hmm. There's, the CBD, there's water soluble. There's just a little bit of something for everybody here. So I highly recommend next year checking out NoCo Hemp Expo. Right, it's going to be in downtown Denver at the Convention Center. Shout out to Morris Beagle and his crew. Just a phenomenal event. Something I'll definitely never miss. All roads lead to NoCo, right?
Yeah, I think so. We've started a nice tradition here. Although, if I'm able to come back next year, Josh, I don't want to have no voice.
Yeah, we're going to get you to the SHE, too, Southern Hemp Expo in Nashville.
Oh, that would be great.
In the fall. You'll like that. And then we're going to get you into a hemp field. Maybe we'll get you to the Rodale Institute.
That would be a highlight of the calendar year, because I wanted to do it last year with you. And it didn't work out to be able to pull it off. So if we can do that, that'd be another dream come true, one of the bucket list things, broadcasting live from an organic patch of hemp, Rodale Institute. Anyway, that was great having Tara on. Super D, what else we got with a little less than a minute to go?
No, I think that's it. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, which will be Advanced Medicine Monday. And Robert, I just say get some rest, buddy.
I rest my voice.
We're sitting in home.
I got to rest my voice.
We need that voice.
Well, anyway, thanks for bearing with me, guys. The 976 Robert voice, I don't know how much longer it'll last, but we got to keep the show going even on the road, because the power to heal really is yours, as well as the power to grow him.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Yeah. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.